This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you are invited to join us here on the radio if you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Melanie.
The folks in our Discord chat talking about when they first started listening to Free Talk Live, which is kind of interesting because everybody has their path to the show. The Discord chat goes on during the show, before and after. It's open 24/7. Different rooms in which you can discuss different topics like cryptocurrency, gaming, New Hampshire, and other stuff. Of course, there's the one that's also just for Free Talk Live during the show. And again, anytime you want, go to discord.lrn.fm. And there's also the Discord on-air call-in line room, which if you jump in there, hopefully we'll notice it sooner rather than later and join you, and then you'll be on the air with us, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here. Now, in the first hour, we talked about financial discipline, and of course, you're certainly welcome to continue to talk about that. But one of the things that apparently you wanted to bring up here tonight, Melanie, was a story about somebody who was selling water and got snitched out by a jealous competitor. What happened?
No, the narc was actually a weed dealer. So there was an 8-year-old, and there's not a lot to the story anywhere I could find. There is a video of her calling the cops, but there is an 8-year-old, and I can't tell if this is a park or this is a patio in front of a building, but she was selling bottled water. She was 8 years old.
Okay. Was this in like a city?
It looks like a city from the video.
Does the article say where this happened?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just curious.
But
so what happened? Why was this weed dealer calling the police on an 8-year-old selling water?
So
it doesn't seem like it's really a competitive thing there.
Yeah, so she called the cops, and then a family member of the 8-year-old recorded her calling the cops, and she was on the phone with the cops being like, yes, I'm reporting this 8-year-old for selling water without a permit. And that was bad enough, but then it came out a couple days after that that the person who was calling the cops is, in fact, a drug dealer. So she, as a drug dealer, which is still illegal federally, by the way,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what state she's in, so she was probably in Washington or Colorado or California, something like that, probably.
What makes you say that?
Because she is a weed dealer who sells to dispensaries.
Oh, she's a licensed dealer?
It's only legal on the state level, but yeah.
Okay, all right.
So she, and then some people found out
bitch.
She was a weed dealer, and they were like, you're a weed dealer, narking on people for selling water. What is, like, it was bad enough that she was just a grown person calling the cops over some bottled water, but
is this like a ridiculous video? Should we be playing this on the air, or is it profane? Did you watch the video?
I watched the video. There's no cursing in the video. I don't know how to get it to you, though.
You could link it on Telegram, and I can pull it up.
It's on Telegram.
Oh, okay. Right on.
So, yeah.
I mean, is it ridiculous? Is it you know, worth playing? Is this woman flipping out? Or like, what are you seeing when you watch this?
It's probably better visually. It's just whoever has the camera is following her, talking about why you're calling the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's
doing a hard time.
Goes, tries to hide behind a wall as if nobody can follow her behind a wall, and like squats down behind a wall. And then the woman follows her like, I can still see you. and then she's like on the phone. She's like, yeah, police fire. You know, yes, they're selling bottled water without a permit. Yes, they are. And then she's talking about how she should, I don't know how she knows if somebody does and does not have a permit, but
did she actually, did the police actually show up to,
I haven't been able to find that out.
According to the story here that you've pulled up, this woman has now lost her gig.
Yeah, because the people who buy weed are like, you cannot call the cops. So they found out who she was, and the dispensaries are pulling her product because they're not going to be able to sell it now.
Because people are that mad at this woman over this.
She's a drug dealer. Like,
well, it's a respectable business to sell marijuana. There's nothing wrong with that. But she shouldn't be snitching on a little kid.
But she understands the history of, you know,
prohibition of sale.
Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she had no experience prior to this.
And I'm sure she doesn't. She just looks like she doesn't.
Some obedient person who...
But yeah, it's the can I talk to the manager mentality, but also you're a drug dealer.
People apparently flocked to her company's Twitter account to flood it with anger. Quote, regardless of the fact I would never purchase your weak, disgusting products anyway, I'll be sure to walk out of any dispensary that carries your products, and I'll let them know exactly why. And I go to a lot of dispensaries, like every day, sometimes twice a day, says Joseph Donison on her Twitter profile. At least one company that does business with the woman, whose name is Allison Edel, the CEO of Treatwell Health, an edibles company that specializes in cannabis options for pets. One company has responded to the incident by pulling the woman's products from its dispensary. Quote, as of today, Magnolia Wellness will no longer be carrying Treatwell tinctures. After seeing this video of their CEO calling the police on an 8-year-old entrepreneur selling water on a hot day, we decided without hesitation that we could no longer patronize her company.
Yay! Bye-bye.
This is the market in action. This is wonderful. I think this is a heartwarming story. Even though this woman is a terrible harridan who ruined this child's day with this action, she got it back tenfold.
Yeah, so surprisingly, the market is going to make you choose between being a narc and being a drug dealer.
I love it. I love it. Good story here. Let's go to Dave. He's in Alabama. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just want to... invest in sub penny stocks. There's one called MNGT.
Okay.
It's like a hundredth of a penny. It's about the store.
Well, that's a speculation. That's wild speculation, everybody. So keep in mind that callers to this radio show are not investment specialists, and even investment specialists don't know anything about what's going to happen.
I mean, it got bought by a Chinese company. Regards were positive.
Woo! He's a stock pumper. Pump and dump.
MMGG.
Yeah. That's enough. If you want to sponsor the show and promote something, we'll consider looking at that. But thanks for the call.
If you want to learn about stock companies, you should just watch the opening scene of Wolf of Wall Street, and then I'll tell you all you really need to know.
Yeah, don't a bunch of people lose a lot of money on penny stocks in that
movie?
They're
effectively not even... I think they're technically stocks, at least in that movie. They're not really stocks like you would think about it.
No, but isn't that part in that movie? Isn't there a part in that movie where they're basically selling people these penny stocks and then they lose a bunch of, you know,
yeah,
like their investors
loses
lose money?
It's not worth anything and it never was.
So, I mean, in theory, it's not a bad idea, right?
No, in theory, it's a horrible idea.
Is it? Because if you buy, you know, if it's worth a penny and it goes up to 2 pennies, it's doubled in value, right?
Okay,
like, that's the theory. It may not happen.
So, like, when when Ford went down to, like, 5 cents a share or whatever, it still wasn't a penny stock. It was still a stock on an exchange with auditors. It just...
Oh. So penny stocks aren't on exchanges?
I don't think there's a technical legal definition for that, but, yeah, when people talk about penny stocks, they're talking about small businesses selling stock who sometimes aren't even the correct entity to be selling stock.
So you're saying this is really shifty. You're saying this is a really shifty investment.
Yeah,
basically.
If you want to invest in a small business, go open a small business.
Yeah, look, we're not here to take everybody's stock recommendations. That's not the point of the show. I'm not interested in hearing those calls. I mean, it is open phones, and you can call in about anything, but that's not a real topic to discuss because we don't actually have any knowledge about whatever MNGQ or whatever it was that he was promoting, and I'm not really interested in finding out about it.
They don't even own their own domain name.
Whatever it was. I don't even remember what it was at this point here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So, yeah, stop snitching. To take it back around to the original topic here with this CEO snitching on a young entrepreneur. This is the worst kind of person. This is like the lowest order. To pick on a little kid. You know, it's bad enough to snitch on your competition, right? Like, that's bad. But to snitch on a child who is in no way putting
it's
your business
in jeopardy. How is bottled water a competition for
weed? It's not. It's not. That's what I was saying. This is the worst of the lowest of the low. You're snitching on something who's not even your competition, and it's a child. Like, it doesn't get much worse than that. It would have only been worse if she'd actually gone up and, like, flipped the child's table over and physically attacked the child.
Well, I don't know if that's worse. She's calling somebody else to do it for her. It's the
good
same
point.
Thing.
Good point. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
What's
freedom.
More profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Melanie.
You want to protect your home, maybe your small office, but you want to do it affordably. The Blink Home Security System is something you need to take a look at over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live. Get you 15% off the already very affordable Blink Home Security System, which is a wireless system. I can't stress this enough. If you've ever done a home security system install before, you know how much of a pain it is. You got to drill holes. You got to pull wires through walls. It's just an ugly, difficult process. But in order to install the Blink Home Security System, you just unbox it. You put the batteries in the cameras. You put them wherever you want. You set it all up wirelessly via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, maybe your smartphone or tablet. Or your computer. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. It really is. It could not get any easier. Blinkprotect.com/FTL saves you 15%. Coming up, we've got more on a different water-related story. This time it's hot dog water that somebody was selling. And I think, Johnson, you have that story here.
I do.
But since we're talking about women freaking out, the original story, Melanie, that you shared was some woman who's a CEO of a cannabis-related company actually calls the cops on a child, an 8-year-old who was selling water as an entrepreneur. And, you know, you'd think people would want to encourage that. But apparently this woman felt threatened by the fact that a child had sold water without getting a permit as a itinerant vendor or whatever.
She, as a grown person, had to get a permit. Well, she didn't have to, but she did.
Well, if you don't, in the cannabis industry, men with guns are going to come and they're going to ruin your day.
If you do that, it might happen anyway, because guess what? Weed is still illegal. If you are inside of the U.S., weed is illegal.
Yeah, but this is a state in which presumably it's legal because she's
a
CEO.
But she's also in the U.S.
Yeah, but the federal government has left those... Yeah, but they've left those companies alone in the states in which they have legalized it.
No, they've been... Well,
yeah, they have.
They only have dispensaries in states that are legal, and dispensaries have been raided.
It has happened, but for the most part, they are leaving people alone. There was some fear that that was going to happen under the Trump administration, but it really hasn't been borne out at all. So, but anyway, in the category of people freaking out, in this case, a woman on a Spirit Airlines flight, this story out of Houston, Texas, KTRK reporting, has been removed from the flight after she had a mid-flight meltdown. Eyewitness video taken by passenger Shianti Washington shows the woman pacing frantically up the aisle of the Minneapolis-bound plane, screaming hysterically. During the intense 1-minute, 20-second video, the woman curses, makes threats involving her brothers, and acts erratically before a plane full of stunned passengers. And thanks to 13 Eyewitness News, we've actually got the audio here, which has conveniently been edited.
You will see me! You will!
Very good.
I don't care! Put me in a sniper vest!
Just put me in a sniper vest!
You don't look like three snipers! You want to read?
Am I watching Pulp Fiction?
Do you know who my brothers are? They're effing Marine snipers. Do you want to F with an effing Marine? She screams before pushing
them
away.
They're not messing with the Marines. They're messing with her. The Marines ain't there.
She's literally jumping up and down as she's screaming at the front of the plane saying, you want to know what hell is? I've been there 10 effing times.
She sounds like the woman in that scene from Pulp Fiction, like, any of you F's move and I'll execute every last one of you.
When they go into the cafeteria
or
whatever?
Yeah, they're like the cafe or whatever, yeah.
Let me go. There's just a little bit more here. Just in a you can't even tell what she's saying at that point. In the video, passengers can be heard praying, consoling each other, some audibly in distress by the unsettling incident. According to authorities, the woman became irate after the flight landed in Rochester, Minnesota, due to somebody else's medical issue. A passenger who had become ill was taken off the aircraft before the outburst. She was then taken into custody, screaming while being escorted off the plane by police. It was not immediately known if the woman had any relation to the sick passenger. Spirit Airlines issued a statement apologizing for any delays caused by this psychopath.
Why did this woman say she was, like, freaking out? What was her reasoning?
It was not
clear. She didn't want to wait. It sounded like she didn't want to wait for the person to go to the hospital or whatever to land the plane and take off again.
It's not really clear as to what, quote, this is the original part of the statement. Get me the F off this long string of expletives plane, says the news site. You want me to be expletive and bitchy to me, you'll see me effing pissed. So it's not real clear why she's mad. Presumably the delay in the flight. It's like, look, if you're going to get on an airplane, you need to understand. It's almost a guarantee that the more times you fly, the more likely you're going to be late. The more likely a plane is going to be late. It's just numbers.
And
you
it's
know?
Not like they were late because they were just messing around.
Right.
Like, they
had
a medical incident.
Problem.
Like, you have to pull over. You can't just, like, if you were in a car, you wouldn't be like, oh, dude in the back's having a heart attack. Too bad. We get in there at 2:00. Like, you're going to pull over and go to the hospital.
Right.
Like, this is ridiculous.
Because most people could empathize with the person who's being, you know, ill, right? Like, we've all been sick at some point in our lives, and we know how uncomfortable that is, so we would like to help that person, you know, be well again, and so you should be patient in a situation like that. But, hey, look, if you're in a super rush, I'm sorry, but life intervenes sometimes, and sometimes, you know, you have unexpected things happen, and things could have been a lot worse for this lady, but she acted like this was, like, the worst possible thing that could ever occur. And if you're worried about running late for something, schedule your flight earlier. You know, if you've got an important meeting at a very specific time, because most people flying somewhere have something to do, right? If you're going somewhere on business, you probably have a meeting to attend. If you're going on a personal trip, maybe you're a little more flexible, but grandma might be expecting you on a certain day at a certain time. So you probably have somewhere you need to be. If you go several hours earlier, if you schedule a flight for the day before, and then you show up at the airport and it turns out your flight's delayed by an hour or 2 hours or half a day or whatever, it's not the end of the world because you've scheduled a buffer of time there. Now, that might cost you more if you have to stay an extra hotel day, so I can understand why somebody on a budget or whatever wouldn't necessarily want to do that. But that's one way for you to kind of build in some protections from, you know, things like this happening. So there you go. Crazy lady on a plane. You want to comment? You can. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bad Slave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, the voice is terrible, but I hope I can get it through all right.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody, Melanie just brought up the idea of federal laws, federal crimes. And I want to say that the vast majority of these crimes are, in fact, unconstitutional.
That is accurate.
All right, stand by, Bad Slave.
Okay.
We can continue here in moments with your thoughts. The number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, by a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court of the United States upheld President Trump's travel ban. The president reacted to the ruling.
We have to be tough and we have to be safe and we have to be secure. At a minimum, we have to make sure that we vet people coming into the country. We know who's coming in.
The House is expected to vote on an immigration bill tomorrow. Today, to win over more reluctant Republicans, the number of low-skilled seasonal workers was tripled in the bill. What's unclear, though, is if President Trump is a fan of the bill. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the president is doing what he can to solve our immigration issues.
It's extremely important, whether it's a wall in certain places, a fence like we have in El Paso, that has worked really well, whether it's more border agents, which they need more border agents. I've talked to them. Fortunately, this is a president that has had more interest in this issue than any president I've seen in my lifetime.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username LRN.FM. We'll talk a little bit more about some more entrepreneurial spirit. Johnson, you've got a story about somebody selling hot dog water.
That's right.
And I'm not even sure what that means, but it sounds awful. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. But I also want to let you know about Zencash. I just did a quick check on their number of secure nodes. We were saying previously it was over 11,000. It's now over 12,000. In fact, it's closing in on 13,000 secure nodes. The Ethereum blockchain has more than that. They've got about 16,000. But 12,000 puts them about 2,000 higher than Bitcoin, which doesn't even have 10,000 secure nodes. The more or full nodes. The more nodes in the system, the more decentralized it is, the more secure that system when it comes to cryptocurrency. Zencash, last I heard, was number 2 in the world as far as node counts, but I'm not sure where that statistic comes from. I was looking briefly as far as, like, you know, where is there a chart somewhere of this? I have yet to find it, but it's very, very high, and it's up there with some of the major players like Ethereum, like I was saying. Zencash is great technology. It's got zero knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy, you really need to look at Zencash. If you're not sure what to get into with it when it comes to cryptocurrency, this is one of them worth looking at, especially if you care about liberty, because the people who founded Zencash are basically self-described voluntarists, and you know that because they wrote it into their white paper. which you can see by going over to Zencash.com. Once again, that's Zencash.com as we continue here. We have Bad Slave on the line. Bad Slave, you were commenting about, was it drugs, drug prohibition? I'm sorry, I'm not really sure.
Well, no, all federal law. It doesn't matter. The fact is that the federal law was supposed to be kind of a limited, high-level sort of thing between the federal government and the states.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this business of creating duplicate federal law that pretty much, you know, models state law.
You're saying they shouldn't be dealing with what individuals are doing. They shouldn't be regulating a business. They shouldn't be
exactly
regulating what you can put in your body, that kind of thing.
The idea of the Commerce Committee, you know, commission, was in order to enable commerce and not much else. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. I got
in
you.
Other words, they you know, and it's the same thing for corporate law. Corporate law was a very limited application of corporations being set up for specific, usually public works, large public works projects.
And those things are done on the state level, not the federal.
Right. And that's, you know, that's also, you know, separately done, you know, in states as well as a federal level. But, I mean, this business of having a federal government that is, so many trillions of dollars was never imagined, by the founders. And I guess my bitch with Melanie is that she just seems to revel a little bit in the idea of federal law. I would love
Why would you think she revels in the idea of federal law?
Well, I don't know. She's rolling her
eyes here, Bad Slave.
She throws a giggle into, oh, well, you know.
That was my giggle.
All right, Melanie, you want to respond to this here? Do you revel in the...
Yeah, I don't know what anybody would base that on. I'm not sure.
You hate the government. Thanks for the call, Bad Slave. I appreciate it. I mean, you are an anarchist. You hate the state, and you hate all state, federal, state government, local government, right? I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's
fine. It should disappear. If I could wave my hands and make it go away, it would be gone.
I mean, you help people professionally try to reduce their profile, right, when it comes to how much the state can take from that person or that business. You want to reduce the amount that the state is taking. So you know what the federal laws are when it comes to, you know, taxes.
In certain areas,
right.
I know.
You don't know the whole. You don't know the whole code, but you know the tax area.
Yeah, it's like the overwhelming majority of federal laws are unconstitutional. That doesn't change the fact that, guess what, they have tanks and you don't.
Right.
Like, hey, if you think you can out-firepower the feds, awesome. Like,
Melanie will cheer you on.
If you have a game plan that I think is remotely sane, I might join in with you. But, like, as long as we're just talking about it, none of us is actually shooting yet. We have to get to that point. So,
do we have to get to that point? Can we just, you know, have a peaceful secession?
Is that possible? That's up to them. But I'm thinking
true.
No.
Well, I mean, it's up to both sides, right? Because you could fire on them first, like they allegedly did in the Civil War. Now, whether that's true or not is another question.
I don't even know what side you're alleging fired first, and I don't really necessarily care.
The allegation is the South
fighting,
fired first,
but
those
two governments fighting each other, so
sure.
There is no anarchy side on there. So I don't really care who fires first. As long as they're still the state, they're still aggressing, so that's still defensive. I mean, hey, if they decide to go home and just, you know, go about their lives, I say we should just let them surrender and go live their lives.
The state people, you mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that's not really up to me. It's mostly up to the state. So,
I mean, even if, we had tanks, you know, let's say, you know, on our quote-unquote here side, I don't think it would necessarily matter that much. I mean, even if we had, like, you know, several hundred HeMires, you know, that were able to weld themselves their own tanks, the whole reason why, the killdozer tank rampage even went anywhere was because they didn't want to fire a rocket at it in a small town. You know.
Or, and maybe tank is not, you know, maybe you need more than a tank. Maybe that's not the best weapon to use in that phrase. Maybe because we don't have our own drones or we don't have our own
But that's
nukes.
The point
but
that I'm making.
Whatever
like,
it is.
We're so severely underpowered, even if we had tanks, it would still be a joke.
Yeah, so if you if you can over-firepower the U.S. government, great, let's do that. But if you're calling me with an ankle bracelet on, telling me that I'm a statist because I haven't overthrown the government yet, well, maybe you need to reevaluate where you're coming from.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Jonathan, let's talk about hot dog water. What is it? Where did this happen?
Well, I'm not going to give you the Urban Dictionary definition. That'll be people for up to people to look up on their own.
I'm going to check that now.
But
I love Urban Dictionary.
So this is according to Delish.com, which is actually a food website.
Okay.
Doing some news. A festival vendor convinced people to purchase $38 hot dog water.
Really?
And to go on, the story says here, hot dog water sounds like something you couldn't pay people to drink.
Right.
Well, actually, you could probably pay people a lot of money if you're going by the Urban Dictionary definition. But
what is the Urban Dictionary definition is
anything
not offensive
that's defined
here.
On Urban Dictionary that has another meaning, probably we can't talk about on the radio.
Hot dog water, known as the juice left over after you get done boiling hot dogs. Others know it as a poor man's gravy. But either way, they say here it can be a great additive to many things.
Okay, I'm sorry. Change that to hot dog flavored water would be the official definition. That is the official.
Oh, there's a second definition below that that's much more offensive. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Go ahead, though.
So, anyway, the story goes on to say hot dog water sounds like something you couldn't pay people to drink, and I contend that that's probably a lot of money than people are paid on a very regular basis if you're going by the Urban Dictionary definition. But a man in Vancouver just got unsuspecting festival goers to fork over $38 for a bottle of this stuff.
Huh.
According to signs all over the hot dog water stand at last weekend's Car Free Day festival, the wiener in water is a health drink. Here's everything the vendor claims it does. Increases brain function, makes you look younger, helps you lose weight, and increases your vitality. Oh, and P.S., apparently it's keto compatible and gluten free.
So it basically is a panacea and it cures all.
Yeah, pretty much. It's hot dog oil. No, snake oil.
Yeah, for sure. Now, where was this? Canada?
This was in, good old Canada.
Now, I don't know enough about Canadian law, but in the United States, if you make health claims about a thing, the FDA can come a-calling on you for that. Let's talk more. Did this person...
He'd probably be able to get away with it at a festival, though.
Did this person get away with this?
Well, I'm not quite sure.
We'll get into more on this here in moments. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome on hot dog water. Apparently, that's a thing. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We've also got Discord at discord.lrn.fm. That is where you can get access to the Free Talk Live chat room, along with other chats that are available to you 24/7. Want to make sure that you know about some of the cool features we've got on our website, including our Twitch channel. You can watch the show if you prefer over at twitch.lrn.fm. There's also the ability to follow our channel on Twitch, and then you'll get a notice if you've got notifications turned on. You can do it either email, or if you get their app on your phone, it will pop up a little notification whenever Free Talk Live goes live. And also the Call to Freedom, which is the other show that broadcasts from this studio at lrn.fm. So check it out over at twitch.lrn.fm. We appreciate your follows. And if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can actually subscribe to us on Twitch. You'll avoid any of the Twitch pre-roll ads that they like to run on most of their channels, and you get one. If you're a Prime subscriber, you get one free subscription on Twitch every month. Please assign that to us if you don't already have it assigned to another channel that's your favorite, and then Free Talk Live or LRN.fm gets a small stipend from Amazon because you did that. Amazon owns Twitch, by the way, in case you didn't know that, so that's why Amazon Prime works with a free subscription on Twitch. Now, so once again, head over to twitch.lrn.fm, and it's twitch.lrn.fm. We got more to talk about here with this hot dog water situation where somebody in Canada, and I'm sorry, what city was it, Johnson? I don't recall that.
Vancouver.
Okay, Vancouver, Canada, at some kind of an event, was selling hot dog water, which is the water left over after you've been cooking hot dogs.
No.
What was it again?
We'll have to get into exactly what it is.
Okay, please, because they're claiming that this is some sort of health benefit.
He's claiming that it increases brain function, makes you look younger, helps you lose weight, increases your vitality, and apparently it's also keto-compatible and gluten-free.
Okay.
Very, very potent stuff here. Multiple Twitter users spotted the insanity and shared it with everyone outside of Vancouver. You can see pictures of the stand, a snapshot of the person serving water, dressed in a full-body hot dog suit, and the water
itself. He's going all out.
Yeah. The drink it looks like it's in a repurposed Voss bottle. If you don't know what those are, that's
those
like,
are expensive water.
Yeah, but the water bottle itself looks kind of like a vial, like
it's a cylindrical
a
large
tube
vial,
almost, but a yeah. large, you know, sort of large
made out of glass.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like Swedish water. It's very expensive. It's imported water.
Right. Basically. So it looks like this was maybe somehow he like washed and repurposed some Voss bottles.
Okay.
And put a new hot dog water label. And, of course, a disarming wiggly hot dog floating inside.
I'm looking at the pictures online right now. Wow.
Also at the stand, according to Global News, lip balm, breath spray, and body fragrance.
All hot dog related?
I don't know.
Not
about
clear.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, unclear. Unsuspecting chumps bought into the idea, but hot dog water's creator, Douglas Bevins, ultimately revealed it was a stunt. The point was to make people think harder about the health products they purchase and use. The message was there in fine print on the bottle the entire time. Hot dog water, in its absurdity, hopes to encourage critical thinking related to product marketing and the significant role it can play in our purchasing choices.
Interesting.
In a statement to Global News, Bevins added, from the responses, I think people will actually go away and reconsider some of those other $80 bottles of water.
No, they won't.
$80 a bottle.
Wait, is that real? $80 bottle of water?
Apparently,
they got some expensive water. I've never seen 80, but I've never looked.
Yeah, I've never seen any personally.
Wow.
But I'm sure it exists. There are definitely
very expensive ones. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
They will come out. They apparently some of these bottles of water are claimed to come out of raw or smart waters or anything else that doesn't have substantial scientific backing.
Here you go. Soji Energy. I just typed in. I just Googled for most expensive bottled water, and in the little shopping area, the shopping results: amethyst quartz crystal elixir water bottle. Actually, this might just be a water bottle. Okay, I don't think it actually comes with water. So it's a stone in a bottle, like a crystal in a bottle.
Oh, wait, we knew somebody who had one of these.
Yeah.
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 A former radio host.
Filico, $219 per 750 milliliter.
I wonder if he paid that.
Kona Nigari water, $402 per 750 milliliter. I mean, you've got to be a maniac. The 10 most expensive bottled waters in the world, according to Money Incorporated.
Well, I mean, you're not just, I mean, you don't want to just hydrate yourself. You need to realign your chi every time you drink your water.
Number one, the Acqua di Cristallo Tributo a Mogadalini at $60,000.
And you can't properly realign your chi unless it's in Italian.
At $60,000 per 750 milliliters, the Acqua di Cristallo is the most expensive bottled water in all the world. The water comes from a natural springs in Fiji and France and has been bottled in...
Actually, isn't the most expensive bottled water in all of the world the one where you have to tithe 10% of your income every month?
You're talking about, like,
I don't think that's
holy water? You're talking about holy water?
Yes, I'm talking about holy water.
I don't think they sell that. Do they sell that?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
But it's for, like, specific prices. You don't have to... You don't get it by giving...
Well, you get,
you,
access,
like, get your sins
you get
stuff?
Access to it by tithing 10% of
they
your income.
They did that once
month.
A couple thousand years ago, and they got in
trouble.
Stop
that, huh?
They've got you good if they've got you giving up 10% of your monthly income, you know, to get access to the water.
Right. Even though, I don't know, Johnson, 60 grand, I don't think that would still get up to 60 grand for most people.
Well, for the people who are probably paying 60 grand for water, that's not even close to 10% of their income, I'm guessing.
But not only will you get 750 milliliters of fine water from the springs of Fiji and France, you'll also get a bottle which is 24 karat gold. The packaging is one of the most expensive parts of the water product, though it is said to have a distinct tantalizing flavor and softness to the palate.
Yeah, that doesn't sound to me like selling bottled water. That sounds to me like money laundering or tax evasion. Because that's just a way to move money into saying that you bought bottled water and actually you bought gold.
Tantalizing flavor and softness to the palate that will impress even the biggest bottled water connoisseurs. So there you go, from the folks over at MoneyInc.com. Second to that is the Kona Nagari water, which is said that it will help you lose weight, which is true. If you switch from drinking all soda to all water, there's a good chance you're going to lose some weight, right?
It's about 100%.
Yeah. They say the Kona Nagari water will energize you and improve the quality of your skin. The water comes from a Hawaiian island 1,000 feet below the surface of the ocean. It's said to be more satisfying for quenching thirst above other expensive bottled waters and contains naturally occurring deep ocean electrolytes. It's recommended by some of the most recognized dermatologists and fitness trainers.
I want to meet the dermatologist who's recognizing, recognizing drinking bottles soaked in bottled water soaked in gold.
No, this is just the Kona Nagari water. That's only $402 for 750 milliliters. So much more
affordable.
There is
no dermatologist recommending this water.
I bet there is, because they're probably getting a cut.
Yeah.
They're probably getting paid a hefty, fee.
This bottled water is soaked in volcanic ash.
Now, this guy was selling the hot dog water for $38.
$38 a bottle, yeah.
Okay. And that's Canadian dollars, I imagine?
I'm not
Or whatever.
Sure.
Well, the exchange rate is roughly the same, so
is it
kind of doesn't
days?
Matter. It's roughly the
okay.
same.
So what else is there worth saying here? He was doing it as an experiment to show people, hey, you know, there's a bunch of crap out there masquerading as something that can help you, and I'm selling you crap.
Yes,
openly.
Pretty much.
Does he have, like, a conclusion of, like, how many people bought, how many people realized?
I didn't see that. It's not in the article that I had, so I don't know. I mean, that information might be available somewhere.
Have you ever seen the guy, J.P. Sears, on YouTube?
Yes.
He is so funny.
Ultra spiritual.
Yeah, ultra spiritual awakening or whatever his name of his channel is. And just one of his recent videos, he talks about the urine drinking thing. Which is so funny because when we were at Acapulco, one of the guests we had on...
It was Bear Grylls?
I don't know who that is. But one of the guests we had on claimed that he had just drank his own urine just moments before coming on the air with us. We should have, but we didn't talk to him about it because that wasn't really the reason we'd had him on the show and we had, you know, didn't have unlimited segments. But he was, like, seriously, the things that J.P. Sears says in his video are actually what this person was saying. Like,
Right. Basically
that drinking your own urine solves all of the problems.
Yeah.
It is a total, like, panacea and solution to everything, and it was just ridiculous. It was insane.
Right.
Yeah, because somehow the waste from your body is supposed to be good for you, is what these people would have you believe. This is what your body has rejected.
If anyone out there hasn't seen
it. I get educated for free on the internet. You shouldn't really be believing this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry, Johnson, what?
Bear Grylls, there's a meme about Bear Grylls drinking his own urine. He's a survival guy, and he did this as a bit on his survival show many, many times.
All right, more on the way here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.